No, I'm laughing because James Stockton wanders in. He's a doctor of chiropractic care. He knows all about stuff. So what do I do straight away? Yeah, I got this pain. You know, it's kind of a test to just see how polite this dude is. Do you know he did not say, yeah, I'll have my people make an appointment so you can pay for this. He did not say that. And I think that's a mark of a very polite person. Welcome, James. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you and I have never met, but I've spoken about you before because I chatted a little earlier with Blue Wiggle, Anthony Field, and he was kind of rambling, kind of, you know, I'm not sure really what he was on, but he was talking a lot about you and feet and barefoot running. And since then, well as that, I've spoken to other people who enjoy barefoot running, and it's a really, really interesting sort of, seems to me, really interesting movement to reacquaint yourself with your feet and the way your feet work. How is it from your perspective? What are we talking about, the inner spring?
Well, you know, your body has a natural spring that you're born with. When kids are, you know, when I first kind of understood it was watching kids play, and I said, look at them darting around, and they fall down, and they jump right back up again. They spring back up, let's say that, and they're like little springs. And then, of course, we put shoes on them. Put your shoes on and stop running around like a kid. And then we walk in straight paths with these binding devices on our feet, and then all of a sudden we start hurting everywhere, and we wonder why. Because we took this foundation that has a protective mechanism that actually springs you off of the ground, and we locked it up, and now we are banging into the ground with every step.
Went to a podiatrist about sore something or other, sore foot or something, and straight away she said, what you need to get is a shoe that doesn't flex at all. What you need to get is a really firm shoe that doesn't flex, and that's going to help you. And it's funny, I thought of you. As I say, we've never met, and I felt you calling out like you just felt a tremor in the force.
Yeah, that would not be good. Now, what we know about springs or the engineering of moving parts is that the more moving parts that we have, the more articulations we can spread the force out from. In other words, we have the human foot, which has got 33 individual joints. So that when you land with this 500 or 600 pounds of impact force, it can spread the force across many joints, thus dissipating the force. That's the true physics behind it.
Okay, so but our foot's not designed to be run or walked on, is it? That's why we had to invent shoes that would stop that.
Yeah, you know what? That's so funny you say that, because when I examine people, they're peeling their foot off of the ground, and it's like something evil that don't touch the earth, you know, or afraid to interact with the earth. Because, you know, shoe companies tell us that, you know, we need to have this cushion between us and earth because it's, you know, it's a bad thing to touch the earth and run on it, and the impacts are bad.
Run? If I run, I'm going to just kill my knees and my shin
splints.
Yeah. I can't run without all that foam, gel, support, lateral thing.
Tech-a-roni, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what happened is that, you know, they planted the seed that you know, the earth is a scary thing, and that you need these cushions to, you know, to protect you from the earth. And then as a result, you know, people can't even walk barefoot anymore because, you know, we're isolated from the earth. And what happens is that people peel their feet away from the earth, and they can't even interact with it. And so they can't interact, so they fall over when they get older.
It also seems to me that and I don't know anything about this, but maybe this is what you're trying to tell me, that the feet act as sensory units for our body, that they feel the adjustments in weight and balance and the surface, and they transmit that back up, and all the muscles up in the line through the legs and up through the core and the body all react according to the info that's flowing from the feet.
Actually, what happens is the body is, you know, like doctors call it a lever system. When you run a 10K, that's like 6,000 impacts with the earth, with almost 200 kilograms of impact force per impact. So you're looking at like something like 3 million pounds of work that's performed to do a 10K. And so, you know, how can you possibly design the human body as a lever system? It's got to be a spring mechanism, because the numbers don't crunch right. You're looking at 10,000 steps a day, or 3.6 million, almost 4 million collisions with the ground per year. That's 270 million impacts in your lifetime. You know, to design it as a lever is ridiculous. It has to be a spring, and that spring energy goes from the foot all the way up through the body. Mm. Now, I've got an interesting story for you about what happened with Anthony that may teach you something. And that was that Anthony asked me to set up my treatment table right next to the stage. And he said, you'll be giving me an adjustment before the show, and then I'm going to run off, have a lie down, and then you'll adjust me again during the show. Can you imagine that? And then one after the show. And I said, I'm going to help you, but it's not going to be like that. And he said, hey, wait a minute now. You know, who's paying for this? And I said, look, you know, I know you have this problem with your right side. And he said, how do you know that? And he said, I said, by the way you walk. And I said, lay down, let me trace it out for you. And I traced it out for him for about 4 hours. I worked on him. And he got up and he goes, next time, it was really great, but next time, adjust my back. And then he wiggled around and he said, wait a minute. I have no more pain in my back. I never touched his back. I reset the spring mechanism in the feet and the legs, and it reset the whole mechanism up.
So recalibrated. It is kind of, it vibrates through the feet, or it levers through the feet, or it springs through the feet.
There you go.
That's the word we like. So, okay, let's talk about barefoot running for a bit. And I'm getting lots of SMSs along the lines of, good grief, have you tried it? It hurts. What a con. All right, when I run with no shoes, my shins kill me. Can you explain why this would be? Thanks. I'm sorry.
Well, here's the thing. Your body has a natural spring mechanism that protects you from those impacts. So if you can't take the impact, and let's say that you're running, and the spring mechanism is meant to protect you from the impacts, if the impact force is taken up into your shin tissues or your plantar fasciitis, plantar fascia tissues, that means that the spring is not taking up the impacts. It's locked. That's why you have the stress on the shin. There's too much stress there. You have a spring mechanism to protect you from that stress. So why are that's the logic behind it. That's why people say, well, I have pain when I run. That's because your spring mechanism is not intact.
These are people who are trying barefoot running because I think barefoot running, which is two things, either running completely without shoes or using a new type of shoe, relatively new, which is a kind of minimalist foot glove, I guess is the best way to describe it. And as I understand it, that changes which part of your foot strikes the ground as you run. So the ball of the foot hits first, shaking your head, you're shaking the signals off.
No.
I thought it changed you from a heel strike to a ball strike. Isn't that it?
No. I'm sorry, but what
happened? No, you just tell me. My family say no all the time. No, you be sorry.
Yeah, here's the thing. You know, when you do a Google keyword search to determine what people are looking up to learn how to barefoot run,
yeah,
there's like 3 million people that Google search, you know, the foot glove, Vibram foot fingers, this and that, and 2,400 people that are searching for the technique. Everybody thinks, oh, buy the shoes and that's the ticket. They have no idea what they're doing. They don't understand how to do it. So then they wonder why they're not getting the results. You know, here's the thing. Abil Bilicai ran on the cobblestone streets of Rome and broke all the world records in the marathon in the Olympic Games in 1960 completely barefoot. He was the fastest man in the world. Now, if that happened in 2012, we'd be all saying, oh boy, there's some to this barefoot running. It must be able to protect yourself if the guy ran with, 13 million pounds of impact force over a 26.2 mile run. So, you know, it's just a miscommunication. It's a misunderstanding of human engineering. And that's why if you read Anthony's book, it took us 4 years to put together on how this mechanism works and how it breaks down and how to restore it. You will be able to go, you know, get back to what you did as a kid.
It's not as simple as that. Like, having read the book and talked to Anthony, there are a series of exercises you prescribe or you're in favor of to switch your foot back on. And it got him doing all sorts of odd things with his feet that he wasn't used to, twists and bends and presses and all that kind of stuff. Because our feet have kind of gone to sleep a bit in shoes, haven't they?
Yeah, you know, it's like putting a cast on your arm. When you take the cast off, you can't just go in there and start bench pressing. You have to release the spring mechanism so it can take the impacts. It's locked up. You see, when the foot lands in a way that the brain doesn't like the way you're walking, the brain sets up a spasm, a protective mechanism to lock the area up so that you until you figure out how to fix it. And what that does is it puts preload tension on the spring mechanism. Now it can't take up as much impact force because that tension has got some preload force that you can't get the force into the spring because it's already preloaded.
Okay.
So the first thing that we did with Anthony is we did deep tissue work for like 10 or 15 hours on his feet, his calves, tibialis posterior, on his legs, and we worked 15 hours over a two-day period to release the mechanism so it can take the impacts. The second phase is to develop the spring suspension system muscles, the landing muscles, because we always work the takeoff muscle so we can fly faster, but we don't have a strong enough landing gear.
Okay.
Strengthen the spring suspension muscles, the landing gear, and then spring strength training. In other words, plyometrics, running, jumping, bounding, skipping in multiple directions.
What you're telling me here, it's not just as simple as buy a different type of shoe.
No,
it's definitely Dr. James Doxon is who you're chatting to. He worked with Anthony Wiggle to do Anthony's book, Anthony Wiggle, Poor Anthony Field, How I Got My Wiggle Back. Why are you here, by the way, James? It's the only thing I haven't asked you yet.
Yeah, I'm actually lecturing at the A5M Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine conference in Melbourne here, which is a very good conference.
Okay. You're going to be giving talks on your inner spring and your feet?
Well, I'm giving a talk. One talk I'm giving, which is one of my favorites, is the inflammation-depression connection, how inflammation actually is linked directly to depression.
So my back's in spasm at the minute and hurting has been. This is the second big week of this. So this will be pulling down my mental state?
You know, it's possible. You know, here's what happens. We know that when we get a cold, we get sickness syndrome. We don't want to talk to anyone. We don't have any spirit. We don't want to add, subtract, multiply anything. We just want to lay in bed. And this is a similar kind of symptomatology that people who have depression have. And what science has found is that through many, many studies, I have about 2,000 research papers I've reviewed, that inflammations, levels of these cytokines, are found higher in those who are depressed.
So you're making that link. James, it's great to chat to you. Thank you for being so polite when I said, it hurts when I do this. Dr. James Doxon, who's been chatting to you, you can find out more about what he's talking about if you look through Anthony Field's book, How I Got My Wiggle Back.